Aleishru Chelek Beis Daf Ein Vav. This is the third section entitled HaMelech HaMashiach. Mi Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Nimtach HaKav Ad LaMelech HaMashiach. So from Moshe Rabbeinu we stretch the line further to the Mashiach. Avraham Avinu Alav HaShalom, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom VaMashiach Miyuchadim B'Ma'alas HaRememus Yekuvim LeMa'ala Elokis. They are unique, they are special, these three individuals, in the exaltedness that they achieved, will achieve in closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives a reference here, the Kor Ariyah, the Maharal, on Shmos Alva Yarkivem Alachamoy, when Moshe Rabbeinu has his family ride on the donkey, he makes comments there which are relevant to us. Min ha'echach l'archiv be'ur ha'evdel ben ashis alfin shenin shel olam hazeh uskufas imesu Mashiach. So it's imperative to elaborate over here about the difference between the Shis Alfin Shnin, the 6,000 years of Olam Hazeh, this particular era that we're living in, and the times of Yom Yisrael Mashiach. Omanu, we've already said, Adam HaRishon Haya Mesugal L'Saken Esara Sheba'ilam. Adam HaRishon was able to perfect the world Al Yadei Ha'amida B'Nisayon Shel Pitu Nachash, if he had withstood the challenge of the seduction of the Nachash. Ilu Omad, had he done so, Haya Zeh HaMatzav Shel Tichiyas HaMeisim. He would have been in that state. The SMS, what we mean is, Ha'ilam sheyesh bo ra bechira sechav o'inesh. The world in which we find ourselves, where there's evil, where there's choice, where there's reward and punishment, eino hatachlis achona. That is not the ultimate objective. It's not Hashem's ultimate purpose. Hatachlisi gilui yichudeis bo ha'ilam. The ultimate purpose is to reveal Hashem's oneness in the world. Kedei shenagia lezeh, in order to reach it, Hikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'riyas Hara. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is to bring about evil. V'nosan lanu es ha'bechira levatel osai ba'avod asenu. And give us the choice to defeat it and to eradicate it through avodah. So these ideas of bechira and evil, they are means. Metzius hara mastira yom es yichudo yisborach. The existence of evil hides HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness in this period of history. When that evil is eradicated, Hashem's oneness will be revealed. Who is it that will just eradicate evil from the world? Says the Pasuk in Malachi, Suddenly the master that you seek, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will come to his hall, will come to his palace, and just like that, evil will be eradicated. That is one of the fundamental aspects of emunah. Adam echad, that it will be one person, baal neshama gedolah, with a remarkably great soul, shalem bechol minei shlemus, a whole person, a complete person, hu yer'e la'enoshus, he will show humanity, ma'u shi'ur komaseh amiti shel adam. He will show humanity the true stature of what human beings are. Ulfanav tisbatel kol katnus vekatnuniyus shel ra. And in front of him, all the small-mindedness of evil will be negated. Ki begadlusei shel ha-Mashiach, because through the Mashiach's own greatness, yakir kol adam es shi'u komasei amiti shel tzmo. Every person will realize his own tremendous stature. And with it will come an end to the small-mindedness, which is the root of evil. Yeshayahu Navi menabe ba'arukah al sivloi shel ha-Mashiach. Yeshayahu speaks at length about the suffering of the Mashiach, ad shizgaleh, until such point as is revealed, ve'al mesiras nafshoi be'ad ha-klal Yisrael, and the fact that the Mashiach will be moise nefesh for klal Yisrael. Uvizchilas nevuah zeh, at the beginning of that passage, hu met'ez gedolosei, he describes the greatness of the Mashiach. This is in Perek Nun Beis. Hinei yaskil avdi, my servant, meaning the Mashiach will grow tremendously in intellect. Yorum venisa vegava meoid. Those three terms are going to be discussed in the Midrash, which we're going to quote in a moment. Yorum, he'll be exalted, venisa and high, vegava. These are all synonyms, but there are three expressions used over here. Now, Haramban bi'er parasha zoi, banispach navikoch Haramban. The Ramban explains this passage in Yeshayahu in the appendix to the Vikoch. The Vikoch is the disputation, the famous disputation of the Ramban, yeah, in the Spanish court. It's found in Kisvei Ramban, in the Shavel edition, of the Ramban's writings. That's the source for it. It's a fascinating document to read, unfortunately much neglected, Be'amenu. But it's a record that the Ramban wrote of his disputation with the Christian representatives. And because this is a passage in Yeshayahu that discusses Mashiach, so it was discussed in the disputation, and the Ramban later on explained it outside the disputation. He wrote an appendix that explains this particular passage. He writes, Hinei yaskil avdi, that phrase in Yeshayahu, my servant, the Mashiach, will become tremendously intellectually, he'll have tremendous achievements. Ki be'itoisa ge'ulad, in those times of the salvation, yavin ha-Mashiach v'yaskil ha-keitz. He'll know, this person will know the end, v'yayda ki yigia tor b'yasu. He'll know when it's time for him to appear. U'miyad yakum v'yarum v'yisa v'yigbal yiboy v'dake Hashem. He'll arise and his heart will be lifted. In the words of Hashem, this is a pasuk that he's paraphrasing. A pasuk about Yehoshaphat, I think it is. Lavoy ulkabetz mitchei Yisrael. He'll be motivated to then gather the dispersed exiles of Israel. Loi b'chayil v'loi b'choyach. Kim beruchah sheivtach b'shem. That's again a paraphrase of a pasuk. Loi b'chayil v'loi b'choyach. Kim beruchah amar Hashem tzvakois. We read it as a haftarah. So it won't be with armies. It won't be with might. It will be with his ruach, with his tremendous spirit. Now the Ramban quotes a midrash that speaks about these terms in Yeshayahu. When the pasuk says that the Mashiach Yarum, he'll be exalted, the midrash comments Yarum me Avraham, even more exalted than Avraham. When the pasuk says Venisa, again, a word that connotes being uplifted, Venisa mi Moshe, says the midrash. He'll be uplifted over and above Moshe. Vegava, when the pasuk says he will be high, mi Malachi Asher, is even higher than Malachim. That's the midrash. The Ramban comments, Nisbuinenu lo imar, Chazal tell us, ki ha-Mashiach yarum me-Avraham. In what sense is he higher than Avraham? Shayadresh emunas elokim, Avraham Avinu sought and pursued emuna, umgayer gerim be'eretz nimroid al kocho shel melech. He made converts in the land of a very hostile king against his will. Ve-Mashiach yasi yasem ezeh. The Mashiach will be even more accomplished than Avraham, shayagayer amim rabim. It won't be only individuals, no matter how many Avraham gathered to himself, but it won't be individuals, it will be nations that the Mashiach will be able to convert. Then, Venisa mi Moshe, again, the Navi said Venisa, the Midrash comments, he'll be exalted more than Moshe, and the Rabban explains why more than Moshe, Sheba lefaroi ha-melech ha-gadol ha-rasha, shema lo yadatis Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu came without fear in front of this great, very powerful and wicked king, who said, Lo yadati es Hashem, I don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you talking to me about? Vehu haya roi'eh, Moshe was a shepherd, shefal anashim, didn't have a very exalted position. Velo yara mimenu, he was fearless. Ve'itzi amoy mikura bazel, and he took his nation out of the iron crucible. Ve'amashiach yaseh yaseh mimenu, the Mashiach will do even more. She'isorer al kol malchei olam kuloi. He will manage to convince, I don't know if that's the right word, convince, motivate, force, I don't know exactly, all the governments in the world, to release the Jewish people, and where appropriate, to take revenge. Then the pasuk in Yeshayahu said, Vegava me'oid, and the midrash said, Vegava me'malachi asheres, that the Mashiach will be higher than the Malachim. Shegam hema mezarzim me'oid binan geulasam shel Yisrael. The Malachim also are very involved, very passionate, we would say, regarding the salvation of the Jewish people, v'amashiach yaseh yaseh mekulam. He'll do more than all of them. Then the Ramban continues, v'yitachen ha-chokhma le-ma'alaseh shel Mashiach v'kifaseh l'rikim. His wisdom and his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe those are also the subject of what the Midrash is speaking about, when it says that the Mashiach will be higher than Avraham, higher than Moshe, higher than the Malachim. Maybe it's talking about his wisdom and closeness to God. Ki Avraham, shekira'oi Hashem ha-nichbad v'nara oi havoi. Avraham, who's referred to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as oi havoi, there's a pasuk in Tanakh, where Hashem says, Avraham oi havi, my beloved one, v'karas im bris chadasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with him a new covenant. It is a completely new beginning or a turning point in the history of mankind when Avraham became so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'moyishesh yakarev l'ashim mikol adam. We spoke about this in the previous section of this chapter, Moshe, who is closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a paraphrase of the pasuk in the Navi, that the Malachim stand, so to speak, on the right and the left of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kulam einem kovim b'diyas Hashem Yisbarach ke-Mashiach. None of these will be as close as the Mashiach in knowledge of Hashem. Kichen kesiv, that's what the pasuk says. Ve'ad atik yomaya mato v'kadamoy hikravoy. Atik yomaya is the ancient one, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's speaking about the Mashiach in this pasuk and says, ve'ad atik yomaya mato, the Mashiach will be up to him, the closest possible intimacy with the atik yomin, v'kadamoy hikravoy, and again, to be in front of him. So that's possibly another pshat, says Ramban, that the Mashiach will be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Avraham, Moshe, and the Malachim. Says the author, Yesh lehair al nekuda achas b'tiur zeh. I want to make one comment regarding the Ramban's description. HaRamban kosav al Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalem, v'hu haya ri'eh shfal anashim v'lo yara miporei. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd, so not necessarily a very great career, we would think. A shepherd, shfal anashim, humble. Nonetheless, he was fearless. He just did his mission. He didn't recoil from this paroi. And the author comments, Rabim migdolei Yisrael v'chol ha'tekufois lo tafsu kol misra rishmis. Many, many gdolei Yisrael, in all parts of history, did not have any official position. They didn't have titles, they didn't have positions. Rabim ha'tanaim ha'gdolim ayu ba'alei melacha. Many of the greatest tanaim were laborers. They were cobblers. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandlar and Rabbi Yoshua worked with coal. Coal merchant or whatever it was, very poor, just Balei Melacha, nothing more than that. Harambam, Haramban, Rabbeinu Yoina, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, Yerofim, so the Rambam, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Kuzari, the author of the Kuzari, worked for the living as physicians. Harizal, Habal Shem Tov, Hagra, Rabbi Yisrael Salante, Achafetz Chaim, Achazen Ish, all of these great leaders, Loi Kihanu Kirabonim Rashi Yeshiva, Milvad Agris, Bishnas Olamav. They did not have a position as community rabbis, nor as Rashi Yeshiva, except Rabbi Yisrael Mesalant in his youth. So great, great people, the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, the Goyim Mivilna, Rabbi Yisrael Mesalant, Chafetz Chaim, the Chazon Ish, they didn't have titles, they were not Rashi Yeshiva, nothing like that. Meichan shavu es ha'autoritat ha'shelem, where did they draw the authority from? Ad shemiseif elam ba'atsefei mekubalim kemanigi ha'klal Yisrael. To the point where they were just accepted universally as the great leaders of Klal Yisrael. These are the greatest leaders that we've had in the last few hundred years. Where did they take the authority from? Zeu sedesh la matorah. That's the point about a great Torah personality. Mei atzmoi umisale. He becomes exalted from within himself. It's not that he gets it from the outside. He's not appointed by anyone. He's not elected by anyone. He's not given authority by any power. It's Me'atzmoy. Now, the author later on will quote a pasuk in Shmuel. The pasuk says this about the father of Shmuel, about Elkanah. And the Midrash comments that all of this came from within himself. Later on, Yemetz Hashem will say it in detail. But the Torah personality grows from within himself. Ve'einu zakuk lechol ginonei malchus. He doesn't need all the Ginunei Malchus means the etiquette and all the paraphernalia and everything that goes around being a king. All of these things. In order to be recognized as somebody who is revealing the truth of the Torah and a leader of Klal Yisrael. The Rabbanon ikru melachim in Gittin Samech Beis. Rabbanon ikru melachim in that they get the authority from within themselves. It's not that they need anything from the outside. So the author further, Im Gedolei HaDorei Eskech, this is true for the great leaders of the generations, HaMelech HaMashiach Alachas Kama V'chama, all the more so the Melech HaMashiach. Loi Minui V'loi Misra Yasuz LeMashiach. Neither appointment nor position will make him into the Mashiach. Ela Retzunei Zborach V'nishma Sagdolei. It's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the remarkable Neshama that he will plant in this individual. Lifnei ha'adam yikan ukulam. Everyone will submit to this true human being. Leloi ginunei malchus. Again, without the pomp and ceremony of the king, he won't need regiments running in front of him and a 21-gun salute. That's not going to make it. Af nisim lo yaseh. Also, miracles are not what give him authority. נסבוינן בזה, let's examine, איך שהרמח"ל מתאר את תקופת בייס המקדש ותקופת סימן המשיח. See how the Ramchal describes the era of Beis HaMikdash and the era of Yemois HaMashiach. He says, Hamatzav HaShlishi, the third state, Zman SheHakadosh Baruch Hu Tofes Memshala L'Olamoy, that will be the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his dominion over the world, but he says of Mufsim, with miracles and signs, Galui L'Chol HaAmim, he will be known to everyone, to all the nations, L'Odat SheHashem Elokim B'Yisrael, everyone will know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of Israel, the Hainu, that was true to, during the times when the Batei Mikdash stood. But even this revelation during the Beis HaMikdash is still external. There's no revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu other than the tremendous miracles that were performed in those times. If those miracles were lacking in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have been crystal clear. And that's not Hashem's ultimate purpose. What He wants, that is, He should be revealed in the world. That's, it was certainly better than we have now, but it's not the ultimate purpose. Hamatzav HaRevi'i, the fourth stage, שיזגלה הקדוש ברוך הוא לכל ביוסף מצד הידיעה והשגה. That הקדוש ברוך should be revealed to his creatures from knowledge. That people should know him לא מצד המויפסים, not from the perspective of miracles, not as a result of miracles like in the times of Beis HaMikdash. אלא שיראו כבודי יסבורך ויסיגו. Rather that people should share a knowledge, a conception of הקדוש ברוך הוא בריבוי הדעס והחוכמה. Through increasing knowledge and wisdom. That's what the Pasuk says. Ki male'ah ha'aretz di'ayis Hashem. In those times of Yemos Mashiach, the land will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, kamayim le'am yechasim, like the water covers the seabed. The Pasuk doesn't say that the land will be filled with miracles and wonders, you know, right and left. No, it says there will be knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchsiv, another Pasuk in Yeshayahu, ki ayin be'ayin yira'u b'shuv Hashem tziyoin. They will see eye to eye when Hashem returns to Zion. V'nigilak v'ed Hashem, Hashem will be revealed. V'ra'u chol masa yechdav. She'az lo yitztarchu o yisoyis u'moifsim le'ames emuna. People will not need these miracles in order to validate the emuna. Ela mitzad hayedi'a v'asaga. Rather, it will come again from knowledge, from conception. K'chol ha'nevi'im ha'malachim ha'mkirim ha'lisporach mitzad ha'asaga sam. Lak the nevi'im and the malachim. Ulo ha'kadosh baruch hu by knowledge. That knowledge, more so than knowledge that comes from miracles, this is clear and true knowledge, where there's no doubt whatsoever. That's from the Ramchal. The author elaborates, come and see how profound the statement is, how remarkable the difference is between Hashem's revelation in terms of the Mikdash and in the times of Mashiach. Beveis HaMikdash Hayo Giluim Mitzad HaMoftim, as the Ramchal just told us. In the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was known mostly Mitzad these remarkable signs and wonders, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Asara Nisim Nasu L'Avosenu Beveis HaMikdash, ten Nisim that were done constantly, Veze Adayin Giluim Mibachutz. The Ramchal called it an external Gilui. It's something still superficial. Bimois HaMashiach Yegilui Yechudo Mitzad HaDaas VeHasaga. In Yemois HaMashiach, Hashem's oneness will be revealed by knowledge, by understanding. Bli Zika LeMoftim, without any association and connection to miracles. VeZoyis HaTachlit, that's the ultimate purpose. That's better. Mikan HaNavin is developed. This all serves as an introduction to the Rambam. The Rambam Yilchus Melachim. Remarkable. He says, Al Yaleh HaDatcha. Don't even think, says Rambam. It's not even Havamina. That the Melech HaMashiach is required to perform miracles. He'll bring about new phenomena in the world. That he has to prove himself by raising the dead. And similar things. Ein hadavar kach. Not so, says the Rambam. Hu mevire ayal kach. And the Rambam corroborates, supports his words from Miben Koziva. Shechachmei dorei hechezik osa lemashiach veloi dereshu mimenu ois oi moifeis. It's a Rambam there. The Rambam's drawing on a Gemara, if I remember correctly, it's in Sanhedrin, the Tzadi Gimel. around the Tzadik Gimel, where Ben Koziva claimed to be the Mashiach, and the Chachamim of that generation did not require of him to perform a miracle. That wasn't a requirement. That's the Raya of the Rambam. We'll see just now a little bit more. That's not the greatest of the Mashiach, that he's a miracle worker. His greatness is that he will reveal the true stature of a real human being. Says the Pesukim Yeshayahu, these are some of the most beautiful Pesukim in the whole of Tanakh. Yeshayahu describes the Melech Mashiach. There will be a branch that will emerge from the root, from the trunk of Yishai, meaning a descendant of Yishai, of the father of David HaMelech. The Spirit of Hashem will rest upon him. Ruach Chochma Uvina, a spirit of wisdom and understanding. Ruach Itzal Gvora, a spirit of counsel and might. Ruach Das V'Yiras Hashem, a spirit of knowledge. Yiras Hashem. Now, here come the key words. We'll discuss them a little later. V'harichoy v'yiras Hashem. It seems to be saying, the Pasuk seems to be saying, and he will smell, v'harichoy. He will have some sort of smell associated with yiras Hashem. V'loy lemar'ei inav yishpoit. He will not judge by the sight of his eyes. V'loy lemishma oznav yochiach. He won't rebuke based on what he hears. V'shafat betzedek dalim. He will judge the impoverished with righteousness. V'yochiach v'yishon v'oretz. He will use his speech to defeat evil. He will wear, so to speak, figuratively, he will wear righteousness and emunah. Says the author, the Pesukim don't describe remarkable military victories that he will have and tremendous power. No. As the Pesuk says, with the speech of his lips, he will rule. Now here comes the remarkable point. Haravad masig al Rambam. The Ravad objects to the Rambam. When the Rambam says he's not required to do any miracles, and we see it from Ben Koziva. Says the Ravad there on the spot. Velo Ben Koziva Omar, if you look at that Gemara again in Sanhedrin, Ben Koziva Omar ana Malka. Ben Koziva claimed, I'm the king. He said, I'm going to be the Mashiach. Veshalchu chachamim levodkoi. The Chachamim sent the delegation to check whether he's capable to smell and judge. That's based on these psukim we just read a moment ago in Yeshayahu that say, since he wasn't capable of doing so, katlu, the Gemara says, they had him killed. Kloimar, according to the Ravad, the Ravad says they did require the Mashiach to perform a miracle. The miracle of Moirach Vedan, to be able to smell which of the litigants is right and to be able to judge. That's his objection to the Rambam. Says the author, if not for the fact that I hesitate to intervene in this Machlokes Rishonim, I would say for the Rambam, Ki Moirach Vedain Einoi Moifes. To be able to smell in such a way is not a miracle. V'harichoy b'ras Hashem, this ability that the Pasuk speaks about, that he will smell with Yiras Hashem or through Yiras Hashem, hu mishi'ur koy masoy ha'amiti shel adam. It's part of the real stature of the human being. But it's not a miracle. It's just like if a person has a very, if a person lacks, let's say, the ability to smell, and we as normal human beings do have that ability, wouldn't considered as a miracle. Wouldn't say we perform a miracle by smelling this rose. So he, this person, can't do it. He doesn't have the sensitivity perhaps to smell. We do. And the author saying that's the reality about the Mashiach. We cannot smell these things. He will be able to. That's not a miracle. It's part of being a true human being. The ability to smell spiritual matters is the most exalted of the senses that we have. He's of course paraphrasing what Chazal say about the sense of smell, that it's the most subtle, right? That's why Chazal say at the end of Shabbos, one smells a besomim, because that's something that gives the neshama pleasure. It's the most subtle of all the senses, not like touch, tactile senses and things like that. It's very subtle, Uvemelech HaMashiach yizgaleh chush ze b'chol tokpo. In the Melech HaMashiach, this sense will be revealed in it, all its strength. Aval chush ze u me'etzem b'yas Adam. But this is not miraculous. It's part of the creation of man. Now here's a beautiful raya for it, in brackets. Ka'ashe Yaakov avinu alav ha'shalom. Higish l'Yitzchak avinu alav ha'shalom es ha'matamim. When Yaakov went into the tent of Yitzchak to receive the blessings, and he serves him with the delicacies, kara, so Yitzchak responds, and remember, he's blind. Re'ei, see, Re'ach b'ni k'reach sadesha b'rchoi Hashem. The fragrance of my son is like the fragrance of a field blessed by Hashem. Rashi, they quote in Chazal, say, he smelt Gan Eden coming into the tent. Hu he'riach b'ach Gan Eden b'Yaakov. Yitzchak was able to smell Gan Eden when Yaakov came in. V'areach ha'yakoy chazak, it was so overpowering, this fragrance, shamar re'ei re'ach b'ni. Interesting, he was blind. And he says, see, it's because it's so powerful. Ke'ilu ro'a Gan Eden, as if he saw Gan Eden coming in, afshayayv, even though he was blind. Ze lo'y mo'yfes. It's not a miracle. It's not a change in nature. Rather, this is the stature of a great person like Yitzchak Avinu Alav Hashalom. That's how it will be, and even to a great extent, by Melech HaMashiach. So the Rambam, says the author, is correct. It's not that the Melech HaMashiach has to perform any miracles. The fact that he's Moirach Vedain, he's able to smell spiritual elements and to even judge on that basis, is just part of being a real human being. We don't have that, because we are not sensitive enough and not great enough. That doesn't mean that this is a supernatural phenomenon. Finally, HaMashiach yetaken sara ba'olam, he will repair, he will perfect, he will eliminate evil in the world. And through the Mashiach, Hashem's oneness in the world will be revealed. In Mashiach will be revealed the ultimate greatness of man. And through him, people will come to know themselves, shehem gdoilim le'ein aroich yoseh, that they are immeasurably greater mima shedimu bekadmus masagen than what they imagined, because the concepts have been so diminished over the years. They'll come to realize the triviality in which we live. Be'adam amiti zein, such a real person, ein oid makuim lera, there's no more room for evil. And people, through that great knowledge now of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will see his unity. That's how the individual, that's where a human being will reach his ultimate purpose. I made a note for myself to look at a few places over here. Das Tera, that's Rabbi Rucham, in Parshas Toldos, where this comes up with Yaakov Avinu coming to Yitzchak, Parshas Toldos, Amud Kuf Ein Gimel, that's page Kuf Ein Gimel in Deborah Meschil Vayorach, that's the one source. If you also want to look, you can see the Kisvei Maharatz Chayus, Kol Kisvei Maharatz Chayus in the first volume, Chelek Aleph, in page Reish Vav. And if you have access to Pardes Yosef, Pardes Yosef in Parshas Balak, page Tav Ein Ches, in the right and south column. Just to conclude, Dalet Siyum Hasiyum, the ending of the end. Adam Rishain, starting with him, Avraham Avinu Alav Hashalom, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom, Melech HaMashiach. These four personalities that we described. Bein Arba'atam, between these four, Nimtachim Chayei HaKlal Yisrael. That's the life of Klal Yisrael stretches between these poles, Bichlal Bifat, both as a group, as Klal Yisrael, and as individuals. Einoi Misi Eish, Klal Yisrael and the individual don't despair. We aspire to return to the state of Adam Rishon before the Chet. That's what we aspire to. He yearns, and this is of course a paraphrase of what Chazal says in Sanhedrin, right? That the person is obligated to say, when will my accomplishments reach the level of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov? So at least he aspires to that. He sees himself as Moshe Rabbeinu standing before Har Sinai. That's a pasuk, of course, in Dvarim. We're there throughout the days, throughout history, we're standing there. Waiting for Mashiach. When he'll earn all of these things that we've aspired to all these years. Now, between these four individuals, there's an unending chain of great people. So of course he is paraphrasing the Rambam that we saw about Avraham Avinu, right? The Rambam in Chos Avodah Zarah, that after his great struggle, Avraham perceived Derech HaEmes and Kavat Tzedek. Those are the words of the Rambam. Between the lines, the author is giving you a pshat in the drama. Olchim b'derech ha'emes b'asaga, following the path of truth as far as understanding conception. Kavat Tzedek, the line of righteousness, means b'mas, in terms of deed. Nisei Yerushas Avois, we have this endless chain of great people, great Torah personalities who carry the heritage of the forefathers, u'mosrei Toras Moshe Rabbeinu alav shom yedor ledor, and they hand over the Torah to the next generation. Ashrei mi shezachah lakir echad mehem. Fortunate is any Jew who knew any one of these gedolim. V'chiflaim ashrei mi shezachah lios karov lechad mehem. Doubly fortunate is anyone who's been privileged to be close to one of the later on. B'shimush talmidei chachamim eile lomdim ma'u adam. When you have the opportunity to associate closely with such a talmid chacham, you learn what it is to be a mensch, to be a true human being. Ro'im mai Torah. What is Torah? V'ro'im b'chush Torah min ha'shamayim. We can see tangibly that Torah is min ha'shamayim. Ki bli Torah elokis yefshar legadel shlemim keile. Because without a divine teaching, it would be impossible to produce such exalted individuals. Bizmano shel Rav Simcha Zisel, in the time contemporary with the Altami Kelm, Asaba Kadishim Kelm, Pa'al Darwin Ha'idu. He was contemporary with Charles Darwin. Omar Rav Simcha Zisel, Rav Simcha Zisel made the comment, Darwin to enki motza ha'adam hu min ha'kof. He claimed, he wrote, and so to his contemporaries and followers, that man and certain apes have a common ancestor. And Rav Simcha Zisel said, Ya'ut ledarwin lomar kach. It's not surprising. It's quite appropriate for the Darwin to say such a thing. It's not surprising. Ki hu me'olam lo ra'a adam. He never saw a true human being. He didn't see real human beings. Ani ro'is es Rabbi Yisrael, he said, I saw Rabbi Yisrael misalant. Lachen ani yoidea ki ein mo'itzah ha'adam minakov. Therefore, I know that man is not descended from some primate. This is a completely decisive argument against what Darwin says. If you are privileged to see such a person, it is for Reb Simcha Zisel, that was all that was necessary. It was completely decisive. Who v'chavirav roim es adam kitzo yetzrim intelligenti. Darwin and his followers to this very day see a human being as just an intelligent bunch of responses to stimuli. That's what it is. It's a machine. Bitfisa gamadis kazois, with such a dwarf conception, shel maus adam, of the essence of man. When you see a human being with such a minuscule conception, as such a small being, lo ye kol pelim savokov. It's not all that surprising that if you go back far enough, you'll come across some type of primate. But somebody who knew Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, Yoidea Beveru, knows clearly, without any shred of doubt, Ki Adam Gadol Ba'anakim Kaze, that such a giant, Ein Motzei Min HaKof, does not descend from animals. Aval, however, and again we see over here the prescience of the author, he's speaking again 50, 60 years ago about things that are much, much more emphasized today. Haktanas Dmusei Shel Adam, to have a smaller and smaller conception of the human being, Hidarko Shel Olam Odeh. That's one of the most powerful currents in the modern world. More and more to minimize what a human being is. Im Beseras Emes Elotzim. If we wish, if we are searching for a Torah of truth, Aleinu Lilmoed Ulashish Bilebein, what we have to learn and to root, to plant firmly in our hearts, is Ha'akara Shel Gadlus Adam. The recognition of the greatness of a human being. That was the intention of the great set of essays that we are now concluding, Ma'ariches Adam, the set of essays regarding the individual. Adkan.